First, the U.S. Department of Agriculture funds and oversees a lot of scientific studies, and historically, it also has a big role in publicizing that research. But under the Trump administration, dozens of studies on the different impacts of climate change on agriculture are getting less publicity from the department. Findings on everything from agricultural runoff to changing nutrient levels in grasses and rice haven't been getting passed along to the public or to farmers. Helena Bodemiller-Evich is a senior food and agriculture reporter for Politico Pro. Helena, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, tell us what this agricultural research service with the USDA, what kind of things do they traditionally do?
Yeah, a lot of people haven't heard of the Agricultural Research Service, or ARS, as it's known in Washington with our, you know, town full of acronyms. It's known as one of the best kept secrets within USDA because the science, it's the in-house research arm of the USDA, and they do a lot of really important science on everything from, you know, how to be more efficient in beef and dairy production to, you know, breeding pairs to studying the effects of climate change. So it's a very important part of USDA. It's just little known.
In your piece on this, you found a big drop in the number of climate change related studies, not that were done, but that were publicized by the USDA. What did you see over the years?
Yeah, it's interesting because we haven't heard as much complaint out of USDA about climate issues. So your listeners might be more familiar with some of the controversy that's unfolded at EPA or the Interior Department, where there have been pretty open fights over climate science. USDA has been a lot more quiet. So when I started to hear concerns about climate science not being publicized, I decided to dig a lot deeper. And we did a big analysis and found that there's been a really dramatic drop off in, like you mentioned, it's not that they're not doing climate science. The scientists are still churning out studies. They're publishing them in journals. But the department is not publicizing them. They are not issuing press releases or doing blog posts or, you know, kind of traditionally promoting the scientific work that they normally do. And we tracked this across administrations, even during the Bush administration, when climate science was, you know, a sensitive topic, they were still promoting their research. So it really is a change in the way they are bearing the research.
I want to dig into a story you focused on a lot in your piece, looking at rice and what a lot of carbon dioxide in the environment might mean for the amount of nutrition in rice. What happened there?
So this was a really long collaborative project. It was over 2 years. There were scientists. It was led by USDA, but there were scientists at the University of Washington and the University of Tokyo and the Chinese Academy of Sciences and scientists in Australia. It was a really big continent collaboration. And they studied what would happen to rice under elevated CO2 conditions that we're likely to see within the next century. And they confirmed some findings that scientists have been publishing for a while, that under these conditions, rice can lose protein and iron and zinc. But they also found something new, and they found that rice can also lose vitamins. And this was a novel finding that had never been published before. And so the journal was anticipating a lot of media interest. USDA and the University of Washington had actually worked together to promote this. They both wrote press releases and they shared them with each other. And then USDA at the last minute decided to spike the press release. And they didn't acknowledge the science in any public way. And so the story of that saga is in the piece. And it really is an extraordinary example. I had never heard of USDA actually going to the lengths of contacting another outside institution to basically ask them not to publicize research like that. It was really an extraordinary example.
Right. Not only did the USDA not do their press release as they had planned, they were also encouraging the University of Washington to join them and to not release this information?
Yeah. I mean, they said they had concerns about the data, which was just, it struck the researchers as really strange because the paper itself had already been through peer review. It had been through internal review at the USDA ARS, which is pretty, it's typical procedure for anything that's going to be published to be reviewed by the scientific arm. So it had been through quite a bit of layers of review. And so to have it be questioned right at the last minute was really, it struck the researchers as inappropriate. And what ended up happening is the University of Washington did still do a press release. It reviewed the science. It took the USDA's concerns really seriously and So did the University of Tokyo. They issued a press release as well. So it still got international press coverage despite USDA's attempt to be quiet about the research.
Talking to Helena Bademiller-Evich from Politico Pro. She's a senior food and agriculture reporter there, talking about the USDA's big research arm and why some kinds of studies, especially ones dealing with how farmers and people can deal with the impact of climate change, aren't being publicized as much under the Trump administration. Helena, you reached out to the USDA. What kind of things did you hear?
So what they basically said is we're not publishing or publicizing our research. We're still doing research, which is true. And they said, you know, we still publicize the research when it goes through the appropriate levels of clearance. I can just tell you that the data show there's been a dramatic drop off in the number of studies that they're highlighting that have to do with research. We found that since this administration began, there really were two climate-related studies that were highlighted by ARS with a press release, and both of those had findings that were favorable to the beef industry. So it kind of obscures the larger body of work that ARS is still churning out, which has found lots of things about the impacts of climate. And you mentioned it's not just, you know, the impacts on farmers, but also consumers and cattle ranchers and all different parts of the agricultural sector that could really benefit from knowing where this research is all headed. So one really interesting example is under elevated CO2, certain types of grasses lose protein as well. This is a big concern for cattle ranchers. It's something that they are going to have to keep an eye on as they, you know, monitor the health of their herds. So those types of findings seem, you know, important, and they're not talking about that right now.
Now, when things come out of the ARS, whether they have something to do with climate or not, are these things that either farmers or farm groups or maybe county and state extension agents are looking to for practical guidance?
Yeah, a lot of people follow what comes out of ARS for those reasons. It also is a way for, frankly, journalists to follow the coverage, because a lot of reporters are not going to be reading, you know, the latest editions of obscure journals about agronomy and these different places where the studies are published. So doing a press release or a blog post or a tweet about the scientific work of ARS is a really crucial way to flag that for the public, because a lot of times, you know, those journals are just not being followed by everyday reporters. And the agricultural trade press in particular, so a lot of specialty news outlets that really cater to agricultural audiences, they follow ARS press releases. So one of those examples where USDA did issue a press release, it was about a study finding that that beef production really contributes a very small percentage of greenhouse gas emissions. That got widespread coverage in the agricultural press. So a lot of ranchers would see that, a lot of, you know, growers would see that, and also members of the public who are just interested in agriculture would have seen coverage of that. So it's a way to flag science for the public.
Helena, since you reported on this last week, it's gotten some attention from members of Congress, Democrats in particular. What kinds of things are lawmakers saying?
So both House and Senate Democrats have formally requested an inspector general review within USDA. So they have asked for not only looking into the dissemination of science, but they also have questions about, you know, whether or not USDA is shifting money away from climate science. These are things that are likely to be investigated further. I think there's other efforts underway to make sure that other, you know, independent, you know, institutions are providing some level of oversight and looking into this to make sure that there is no inappropriate influence over science. So that is one of the important things I found. No one said, you know, Trump administration officials are meddling with data or, you know, preventing me from doing a study. That I didn't find any evidence of that. It was very much in the, you know, you can still publish the study, but we will not publicize it. We will not acknowledge that it was published. So it's really more about being very, very quiet about the science.
Helena, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Helena Bademiller-Evich, senior food and agriculture reporter for Politico Pro. She's with us to talk about the USDA choosing not to publicize many of its own studies on the impact of climate change on agriculture.